Badlands, written by CJ Box and read by January Lavoie.
I suppose I should call Rachel and let her know you're here, Grandma Lottie said, while Kyle shoveled in the eggs, bacon, and lefse. I don't suppose she knows, does she?
Kyle shook his head. Grandma Lottie sat at the table with him and sipped a cup of coffee. She was always drinking coffee, just like all the old people Kyle had ever met.
If Grandpa Sven was here, I'd ask him to call her.
Kyle had vague memories of his grandfather. All he could remember was that he had jet black hair and he wore bib overalls and he died. He'd been a wheat farmer.
She's at work, Kyle said.
Ah, still at the McDonald's?
Kyle nodded.
That's better than where she used to work, for sure. I heard they pay their people $17 an hour plus health insurance. Is that true?
Kyle shrugged. He had no idea.
I don't even know this town anymore. The stories I hear are just unbelievable. And most of the people I know have either died or moved away. Sven always said we'd never move. But I think maybe he'd forgive me now.
So, she's doing okay?
She asked. Kyle nodded, but didn't look up and meet his grandmother's eyes.
It was so rough for such a long time, she said. She was out of control.
Then nothing. Kyle looked up. Grandma Lottie just shook her head. She'd never told Kyle what had happened between her and his mom, but he knew it had a lot to do with him.
Should I call her at work?
She asked after a long pause.
No,
he said.
I'll ride my bike there later because I need to talk to her.
He needed to warn her.
You will not, she said. I'll get the car warmed up and I'll take you there. It's not supposed to get warmer than 20 below today. I've got a hair appointment at 11.
Okay.
After breakfast, Kyle curled up on the couch, under an afghan Grandma Lottie had made a long time ago that had always been there, and he watched cartoons on her old television set. Her cat Duchess formed a ball near his stocking feet. It felt good to feel safe and warm. He'd almost forgotten what it was like to feel secure, which is how he'd always felt with Grandma Lottie when his mom was sick. He tried to imagine his mom living in this same house as a little girl, but he couldn't. He thought about the pickup and the three men in front of his house and the cop in the car who had pointed it out to them. He now knew for sure that T-Lock had actually been right about something. He could never go to the cops and tell them what he knew. And he thought about Theodore Roosevelt and that boat.